This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The UN Secretary General warned Wednesday the coronavirus pandemic is out of control and called for global solidarity in making a future vaccine affordable and available to all. Quote, the virus is the number one global security threat in our world today, end quote, Antonio Guterres told reporters. There have been nearly 30 million confirmed cases worldwide of COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, and more than 938,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University, which tracks global data on the virus. Whether the Trump administration can hurry a safe coronavirus vaccine into wide production has become a focal point of the 2020 election campaign, in which polls show Democratic nominee Joe Biden leading Republican and current President Donald Trump. At a briefing, President Trump says federal agencies, including the military, will be ready to distribute the coronavirus vaccine when it's ready, and he predicts sometime in October or November, though many health officials disagree with the time frame.
Ahead, they're doing trials, as you know, and as soon as it's given the go-ahead, we will get it out, defeat the virus.
At a news conference Wednesday, Joe Biden, his Democratic rival, accused President Trump of politicizing the vaccine development process and said he does not trust the president's public statements.
I trust vaccines. I trust scientists, but I don't trust Donald Trump. And at this moment, the American people can't either.
The Democratic nominee also said his election rival's refusal to take key steps to tackle the coronavirus pandemic, like instituting national guidelines and social distancing and testing, should disqualify him for the presidency. This is VOA News. Kia Motors has suspended production at all of its factories near Seoul, South Korea, from late Wednesday, as 8 of its workers have tested positive for the coronavirus, a union official said. The factory produces Kia's Carnival SUV and its Rio small car, among other models. Kia Motors did not have an immediate comment when contacted by Reuters. The U.S. Justice Department has charged 7 defendants in connection with cyber intrusions involving a wide range of businesses, companies, and people. At a Justice Department news conference, Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen says they are part of a cyber criminal scheme attacking more than 100 companies and institutions worldwide.
We have unsealed 3.
I do not know what is happening.
Hackers target victims and sell the fruits of their hacking.
The alleged hacking effort from early 2014 until August 2020 targeted thousands of computers, including the networks of several companies in the $1 billion video gaming industry, resulting in millions of dollars in losses, law enforcement officials said. 2 Chinese anti-submarine aircraft flew into Taiwan's air defense identification zone Wednesday and were warned to leave by Taiwan's Air Force. This, according to the island's defense ministry Thursday. This is the same day a senior U.S. official is due to arrive. Taiwan has complained repeatedly about stepped-up Chinese military activity in the air and waters near it in what Taipei sees as part of Beijing's efforts to get them to accept Chinese sovereignty. The official in question is Undersecretary of State for Economic Growth, Energy, and the Environment, Keith Kroc. The State Department says Kroc will visit Taiwan for a memorial service Saturday for late President Li Teng-hui, defying China by making the second high-ranking U.S. trip in as many months to the island. Crews battled monster wildfires in the Pacific Northwest region of the United States Wednesday that raged well into their second week as scientists tracked the smoke drifting across Europe. Scores of fires have burned some 3 million acres in the state of California since mid-August and another 1.6 million in nearby Oregon and Washington states since Labor Day, claiming at least 34 lives, laying waste to several small towns, and destroying thousands of homes. Weather forecasters predict thunderstorms for Oregon Thursday and Friday, which could help the 17,000 firefighters contain the blazes and clear the air of smoke. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.